Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Smith. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Smith as described in my report of 2/27/20. Apparently, she is now a 58-year-old woman who, again, reports she was injured at work on 2/19/19. Appeared at that time, she was hit from behind and rear-ended in a company vehicle. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her neck and shoulder and did go to Cape Regional Emergency Room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The paragraph, as per the documentation supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 9/28/20 to be inserted. Period. She then reopened her case and answered corresponding interrogatories. Period. They indicated she had seen Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, comma, Novacare Rehabilitation, comma, Dr. Speer, S-P-E-E-R, comma, and Cape Regional Urgent Care, period. She had blood work done and an x-ray of her chest. Period. She retired from Brooks Alternative, in quotes, on 3/16/20. She was a supervisor of those who cared for mentally challenged people. But now her neck pain was worse and she experiences more headaches. Appeared her right shoulder, neck, and right arm still experience great pain. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show she was indeed seen by Dr. Green on 9/20/21. Period. New x-rays were taken in the office and showed multi-level degenerative disease with regards to multiple disc osteophytes being present. In regards to causality, she denied any integral injuries. Period. Accordingly, he attributed her cervical spine, at least partially compensable and causally related to the work injury suffered on 2/19/19. Period. Paragraph, Ms. Smith was also seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soda on 8/31/22, period. He recounted she was driving a wheelchair van for Easter Seals and was rear-ended. Apparently she had a patient in a wheelchair behind her and everything pushed forward. Apparently she was seen in the emergency room where she was treated and released the same day. Apparently she then followed up at urgent care. Period. She had received 2 injections from Dr. Korda that provided some pain relief. Period. She also had 2 courses of physical therapy with overall benefit. Period. She denies any pain prior to the motor vehicle accident in question. Period. She did suffer from non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and hypothyroidism. Period. She continued to complain of pain in the right scapular region, comma, shoulder, comma, and down the right upper extremity into the second and third digits of the right hand. Period. If she does too much, she reports numbness in her right upper extremity. Period. Her pain is a baseline 2/10 and increased with various activities. Period. He performed an evaluation and reviewed her 3/25/19 cervical spine MRI. Period. He offered a diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy for which he recommended an updated MRI. Period. On 12/2/22, she had a repeat cervical spine MRI compared to the study of 3/25/19. Period. Insert those results here. New paragraph, she followed up with Dr. De La Soda to review these results on 12/6/22. Period. She had returned to work after the accident as a driver. Apparently, she was on modified duty with no heavy lifting. Peter Weber, she was out of work since the COVID pandemic. Apparently, she did not feel she can return to the physical level of work required for her job. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. Dr. De La Soda also sent her for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. On 5/8/23, she told him she had increased low back pain since it was performed. Period. He noted the 12/2/22 MRI and 3/25/19 MRI. Period. His assessment was again cervical radiculopathy. Paired straight leg raising was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Paired there was full range of motion of the lumbar spine, but a restricted range of motion about the cervical spine. Paired she was neurologically intact. Paired. As per the FCE, she demonstrated the ability for light dash medium physical demand category work. Paired her frequency of movement and positioning for her neck is unrestricted at that time. Paired. He advised her to continue in a home exercise program and return to the office as needed. Period. She had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical standpoint. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of both shoulders was full without crepitus, but bilateral abduction elicited a kink-like sensation on the right with numbness and tingling to the shoulder. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period bilateral side bending was slightly decreased to 40 degrees, as was bilateral rotation to 60 degrees. Period extension was to 30 degrees. With the normal motion being 60 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, impressions, insert what I've got marked in my prior impressions section. New paragraph since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. Period, she then reported increase in her symptoms. Period, she was seen by Dr. Green. Period, she also saw Dr. De La Soda, who had her undergo a repeat cervical spine MRI. Period, the physical therapy was also rendered. Period, as of 5/8/23, he discharged her from care and maximum medical improvement, noting the results of an FCE. Period, new paragraph, the current exam does not show any appreciable objective progression for the worse compared to her earlier exam. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same and will be inserted here as marked. Period. End.